Al final ahí remató sin misericordia. Despeje en cuarto down. Tyler Irvin, no, Will Fuller. A la derecha, a la 30. Corriendo a la izquierda, a la 40, dobla a la esquina, sí. La media cancha con bloqueador. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. No hay pañuelos de castigo. Will Fuller, el novato, su segundo touchdown del partido. Houston toma la ventaja una vez más.
¡Ay, qué rico, Will Fuller! ¡Qué tremendo, ¿no?
Sí.
Yes, that was Will Fuller scoring a touchdown. He had two in the game last week, yeah. But because of his heroics, Will Fuller, the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, deservedly so.
Yeah, and much better in Espanol as well, although I'm a little
not better, just different.
I'm a little sensitive. Can we get some Inglés next time?
Yes, we've heard your calls many, many times. But Will Fuller just adds a different dimension to this, not just offense, but special teams as well. I've heard it. How many times do you think we're going to see Will Fuller taking kicks back, taking punts back, moving forward?
That is a very good question, because when you put him back there, everyone's going to assume it's going to him. I'll tell you this, though. It forces the opponent to prepare for the unexpected Will Fuller returning kicks or punts. And even if you don't use them, hey, they had to use up that time on special teams practice in order to get it done. But it is an effective weapon. I just don't think you're going to see it that often, Drew.
You know, another thing that happened on Wednesday, Fuller got that award on Wednesday. Yep. Another thing that happened on Wednesday, Texans hear the news that sounds like Dwayne Brown is going to be back for the game against the Vikings. Sounds like Braxton Miller, wide receiver, also going to play as well. Good getting some of that help back.
I think Braxton Miller in particular. Dwayne Brown, of course. Right. But let's start with Miller, who adds another dimension to the passing game out of the slot. It enables you to move the ball around, spread it around even more if you're Brock Osweiler. He's a great safety valve. You can use him as a different kind of weapon. And I think they're going to move Hopkins around as well. Bill O'Brien hinted at that earlier in the week. But, yeah, Dwayne means so much to this team.
Braxton Miller, clearly a difference maker or potential difference maker there in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. So are the tight ends for the Texans, as we saw last weekend.
Oh, my gosh, the tight ends, 25 catches as a group after four games. You know, they had 42 all of last year, so they're on pace to absolutely crush that. And one of the guys making a lot of noise recently is Ryan Griffin. DP Sidhu had a chance to sit down with him.
Ryan, a big game for the tight ends on Sunday. Everybody was excited about it, but I imagine no one more excited than the tight ends themselves. How do you feel heading into this week's game with Minnesota?
Good. You know, it feels good to be on the same page with Brock and, you know, have that trust building as the season goes on. So it's kind of been a while, at least for the 4 years I've been here. You know, it's been kind of sporadic to the tight end. So it's nice to see some consistency out of our tight end room, you know, so it's good.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but behind DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller, you're the next big receiver on the team. 128 yards receiving. How has that chemistry progressed through the offseason, through training camp? I know you were working yourself back from injury, but how did that improve?
I think it's a work in progress. You know, just today we were out there, you know, throwing the ball around, and I was getting comfortable with Brock, and, you know, it's a day-by-day thing, and I was working through an injury, so I missed spring ball, so that makes practice during the season even more important. And sometimes, you know, we're just figuring it out on the fly.
You were a big part of Sunday's game, along with C.J. Fedorowicz. You had the longest catch of your career, 45 yard catch, yeah. That was, you know, leading up to that second touchdown. And then CJ goes out with an injury, no Steven Anderson active, and at one point you were the only active tight end in the game. Did you realize that? Or that's a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah. Well, not when you prepare, you know. And I go into every game preparing like I'm the starter and, you know, to play every position at the tight end, whether it's, you know, that second tight end or third tight end, even sometimes in some goal line sets. So I felt well prepared going into the game, and you know, I was ready for anything to happen.
This is a pretty intriguing group of tight ends. Like you said, you're in your fourth year, so you're the most veteran of the group. Can you give us a sense of what everyone brings to the table? It seems like everybody's got their own strengths.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's the way Rick and Billy O wanted to bring in the tight ends, you know, have a different flavor, you know, and not one of us is alike. So, you know, obviously CJ's a bigger guy, strong guy, and more of an inline blocker, as opposed to where I can split out maybe and do some inline blocking as well. And Steven is more that F tight end type. So we definitely have some different skill sets, but I think it helps, you know, make the position, you know, multifaceted.
How about personality-wise? Are you guys pretty different?
Yeah, definitely different. You know, and Coach Perry, or John Perry, our tight ends coach, really.
He's a character, too.
He's a ringleader, you know, and he's our fearless leader in there.
This coaching staff talks about you being effective as a receiver, effective as a blocker, and the tight end position group as a whole has really changed a lot over the last 20 years in the NFL. But growing up, was there someone that you looked up to or modeled your game after? I don't know if you knew you were going to be a tight end all along, but
yeah, well, my dad had the big arm, you know, so he was always throwing me passes. And, you know, even though I did play quarterback in high school, I kind of always knew in the back of my head that I would get the shot at tight end, you know, in higher levels. So, you know, I just modeled my career after Ben Coates, actually. I was a big Patriots fan growing up, and big 87 showed me how to do it, and so I really enjoyed watching him.
All right, big challenge on Sunday. You're facing an undefeated Minnesota team, and a lot of people want to see more action from the tight ends, but Bill O'Brien said, hey, we might have to adjust what we do depending on what Mike Zimmer has in store for us. What are some of the challenges that you have to face that you personally want to get ready for when it comes to Sunday's game?
Yeah, well, their front seven is big and they're fast. And so we got to be ready for it. They don't do a whole lot in terms of, you know, looks and different blitzes and stuff, but they sure know how to play their 4-3. So we got to be ready. We got to come with our chin straps buckled up, and, you know, we will. You know, and that's the Billy O mantra. You know, we're going to play smash mouth football if you want to. So we're going to be ready to go on Sunday, but we know we have a big challenge ahead.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Stevie.
It'll be fun to see what Griffin and company do this Sunday against the Vikings. You know, we talked about the middle of the field,
yeah.
Griffin, the tight ends. Well, on the other side of the ball, a guy in the middle of the field, middle of the defense, Benardrick McKinney, the second-year pro, he's been really improved over the first year, which was a good one.
Yeah, he's a tackling machine right now, Drew, and he takes on some of the toughest ball carriers in the National Football League. But can he take on the challenge of being grilled by a kid reporter?
You got a book full of jokes?
Yeah. I got this from my friend's birthday party.
What kind of bugs like to sneak up on you?
I don't know.
Spiders.
Oh, I was going to say something else.
Like what?
Probably a fly or something.
Who's your favorite sports player when you were little?
NFL-wise, I probably would say Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. Yay. And I always think that Tim Tebow is overrated. He didn't even go to a Super Bowl.
I like the personality more than as a football player. Watching him, he was a very spiritual guy. But I really liked the Tebow growing up because I was a quarterback in high school. So,
pretty weird. What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
I probably would say I like Dragon Ball Z. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I don't really like the people, and like where they're talking, their mouths are just like kind of wide open.
Yeah. You like SpongeBob?
Yeah.
SpongeBob's
it's pretty
cool.
Real.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
And I can laugh almost like SpongeBob. Okay.
You do sound like him, man.
I haven't seen such tough interviewing since Jim Gray interviewed Pete Rose.
Yeah, or Mike Wallace, any of his interviews.
Yeah,
We better watch our backs.
Boy, when Mike Wallace used to knock on the door, why would you ever even answer it? Think about that.
I think Chris Rock did a comedy routine about that.
Oh, yeah? Like, don't answer the door. Don't do it.
Coming up, we've got Dear Drew, and a little later, Mark's picking against a dog. You'll see. Blitz's picks coming in a bit.